The North Woods has lots of opportunities to get out and explore the outdoors. In this episode of All Things Outdoors, we're talking about recreating on state lands in the region. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
And so, just starting off, what kinds of state lands do we have here in the North Woods?
Yeah, so there are several different types of land, and the type of state land kind of determines how they're managed and what types of recreation is permitted on those lands. So we have something called state natural areas, state forests, wildlife management areas, and some fisheries areas. Each one of those is generally going to have a different focus for how they're managed. So prior to heading out and recreating and doing the activities that we're going to talk about, people should check our website and make sure that their intended activity is permissible on that property.
And I know camping is a major way that people like to get outdoors, especially in the American Legion, Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. But are there really a lot of spots open this time of year?
Yeah, this time of year in our organized campgrounds, they're going to be pretty sparse. You're going to have a difficult time getting a campsite, you know, but this could be a good time of year to maybe drive through them, walk through them, bike through them, and have a look and see as to maybe future sites that you either want to stay at, or quite frankly, maybe sites you don't want to stay at. So this is a good time of year to scout out for next year.
Do you have to camp at a campsite in the forest?
Sure. So on the Northern Highland American Legion, generally you should stay in one of the organized campgrounds. But we do have what's called primitive camping, or some folks might call it like dispersed camping. And in that case, you still need to have a permit in order to camp. And there's some other rules that go along with that, things like no wheeled units, so no campers, no pull behinds, anything like that. And permits you can't obtain those. You just can't stay in the same place more than one night. In essence, it's kind of designed for somebody that is backpacking on a trail or some type of other route. So we do have primitive camping available on the forest.
I know a lot of people like to harvest their food from the woods and things like that. Is that allowed on state lands?
Yes. So this is kind of what I guess I start to refer to as like harvest season. You know, our berries are ripe. So if you're looking to get some berries for a pie, this is a good time of year to do that. We have nuts that are starting to fall, including hazelnuts. So if you want to process those and have those maybe, you know, for a local source of protein, mushrooms, stuff like that. But there are some rules that apply depending on the property. So like on our state natural areas, you can harvest nuts and fruits and fungus, but you can't harvest any plants off of those. So, and again, same thing with some of our wildlife management areas, that some of those activities are allowed and some are not. But this is a great time of year to get out and look for those.
And kind of along the same lines, what about like hunting and fishing opportunities right now?
Yes. So, you know, we don't really have much for hunting seasons right now, but starting in just a few weeks, we certainly will be the start of early teal season, some bear seasons, goose season and such. So most of our state lands are open for that. There might be some caveats associated, but generally speaking, our properties are open for hunting and fishing.
And, you know, I think most people think of getting on the land, maybe hiking or biking and paddling and stuff like that. I guess, you know, where can you find those opportunities?
Yeah, so probably the biggest thing is going on our website. We do have some maps on there, places to get you started. You know, hiking you can do basically anywhere there's a trail, or maybe not even a trail. So don't necessarily limit yourself to where there are designated trails. A lot of the logging roads and such are interconnected, and if you're willing to get a little bit adventurous and go off unsigned trails, you can do some of that too.
I'm a big paddler myself, but I never really realized until recently that there's like people can look up routes to do. Usually I'm just oh, go find a lake and go. But like there's actually designated routes people can take.
Yes. On the Northern Highland, we actually have some designated paddle routes. Most notably, at least that I deal with, is that there's a designated paddle route on the Wisconsin River through the Rainbow Flowage. And even below the Rainbow Dam a bit too, there's some camping sites there. And same thing, there's some dispersed camping sites, one night only, no reservation, no fee. They're not developed or anything, but some pretty unique opportunities.
And for some of these activities, I know you mentioned like permits for camping and things like that. Is it required for everything? Do you need a pass for all kinds of activities?
It depends. Depends on where you park. You know, within the state forest, there are some fee areas where state forest or state park passes are required for vehicles. Some of the designated trails, things like the Bearskin State Trail, and as well as on like the McNaughton hiking and biking trails, bike passes are required for biking. So again, make sure that you know what's required on the trails that you go on.
And why do you think it's important that people get out and explore state lands?
Well, I think it's important to get out and just an experience. I mean, let's keep in mind, this is your land. This is our land. It's, and when I say ours, I don't mean it's our, the DNR land. I mean, it's our, the public's land. So get out and appreciate what we have and enjoy what it is. And hopefully it creates a value system that people recognize and want to protect in the future.
Great. Well, I hope everyone has fun getting outdoors. Conservation Warden Tim Otto, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.